Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with Blue Heron in a program entitled Christmas in 15th Century France and Burgundy. Remember, you can download the complete program notes and translations for this concert when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Since Blue Heron was founded in 1999, Scott Metcalf has led the ensemble as both an artist and a scholar. In fact, just about the entire program you're hearing is made up of music he edited from original manuscript sources. And while he's the leader of the ensemble, you don't see him directing the performers on stage very much at all. A lot of what Blue Heron does is in small groupings of individuals. So I asked Scott Metcalf how that works when he and the ensembles are putting together a program. Does he make all the decisions, or do those small groups make their own decisions? Turns out, especially in this music, it's something in between.
Polyphony is really actual democracy in practice. Everybody has to be a full participant at all times. And, you know, you can not get your way at a certain moment, but you go with the consensus of the whole group. But that consensus gets developed out of a lot of process. And I think we try stuff out. Everyone is free to put ideas on the table. In 15th century music and 16th century music, where the parts are entirely equal, you know, there's no kind of hierarchy. There's no sort of first violinist and viola part, which is a sort of umpa-pa. The viola part is exactly the same importance as the top part, and so the melodies shift from place to place. So you can never hear everything that's going on. So that is the perfect democratic music. It's real democracy in action.
I love that. I love the drawing of a parallel between what you're doing on stage and the way that we interact as human beings just in general. That's a really kind of inspiring thought. I like that a lot.
I think that's what any kind of music, that actually is one of the deep practices of why we're doing this. I mean, yes, it's diverting, it's entertaining, it can be incredibly spiritual, it can be incredibly moving, but another thing we're doing is practicing living together and working together as human beings in front of a lot of other human beings when we get up on stage.
That's Scott Metcalf, the music director of Blue Heron. And you can hear much more from this conversation on WCRB's podcast, The Answered Question. Just subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast app, or visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you'll find more information about Blue Heron. Their 2016-2017 season continues with concerts in February, March, and April, culminating with a day of activities surrounding what's been a signature project for the last several years. The fifth and final recording of music from the Peterhouse Part Books will be released this spring, and Blue Heron will celebrate with Taking Apart the Part Books, a day of music and talks celebrating this almost completely unknown music. Again, for more information about that particular day and the entire Blue Heron season, start at the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. For Christmas in 15th century France and Burgundy, First Church in Cambridge is adorned for the season, but in an elegant, plain form. Candles line the edge of the apse, the semicircular focus point at the front of the sanctuary. Off to the side is a tall evergreen tree with no decorations, allowing you to simply appreciate its natural beauty and stature. And plain wreaths hang from the balcony. As the second half of this Blue Heron concert begins, the lights are full, reflecting the themes of music for Christmas. It starts with two groups of singers, one at the front of the stage and one further back in the apse, surrounded by those candles, for Guillaume Dufay's Full of Joy in concert on WCRB. Ancient Sounds by a Franco-Flemish Renaissance master named Guillaume Dufailly, sung by Blue Heron in concert at First Church in Cambridge. Full of Joy was the name of that piece, one that celebrates Christmas. And this program continues with music by Adrian Villart in another setting of a Christmas text, one that translates as, "Surpassing the natural order, a Virgin Mother bears God as man." This is Blue Heron in concert.
Thank you.
In a hymn to Mary, the mother of Jesus, the final verse of Praeter Rerum Serium translates as, God's providence, which disposes all things harmoniously, transforms your childbearing into a mystery. Hail, Mother. It's Music for Christmas by 15th century composer Adrian Villart, sung by Blue Heron in concert at First Church in Cambridge. For more about this entire program, download the program notes and translations, which you'll find when you start at classicalwcrb.org. For the third section of this Blue Heron program, Scott Metcalf picks up a small handheld harp, about 3 feet high, and he's joined by Charles Weaver playing the lute and Laura Jeppesen playing an ancestor of the violin called the rebec. The music is for New Year's Day, written as gifts to be given on the first day of the year from noblemen to ladies they were hoping to impress. They begin with The Most Beautiful and Sweetest Face by Nicolas Grenon. Daniela Tosic is the soloist in concert on WCRB. a song called The Most Beautiful and Sweetest Face by Nicolas Grenon, a piece written for New Year's Day and performed at First Church in Cambridge by Daniela Tosic. And this collection of songs for New Year's Day continues with Guillaume Malbec's God Grant You a Good Day and More, followed by Baudet Cordier's Excellent Lady. This is Blue Heron, in concert on WCRB.
Ah, the mixer.
two songs that continue a theme of love, affection, and devotion to begin a new year. That was Baudet Cordier's Excellent Lady, preceded by Guillaume Malbec's God Grant You a Good Day and More, performed in concert by Blue Heron. And the program continues with three more songs for New Year's Day, beginning with a purely instrumental piece entitled Of All Good Things Full Is My Mistress by Johannes Tinctoris, followed by Marguerite, Flower of Merit by Gilles Binchois, and Dufay's On This New Year's Day, I Wish to Be Joyful, in concert on WCRB.
Yeah.
Three songs by 15th century composers that express the hope of a new year, especially when it comes to love. These are all part of a set of 27 surviving songs that were commissioned by noblemen as New Year's gifts for those they loved. The three you just heard began with Of All Good Things, Full Is My Mistress by Johannes Tinctorius. And they continued with Marguerite, Flower of Merit by Gilles Benchois, and Dufay's On This New Year's Day, I Wish to Be Joyful. And returning to the theme of Christmas, this Blue Heron program continues with a setting of Glory to God in the Highest by Johannes Ciconia. This is Blue Heron in concert on WCRB.
Genie, genie, genie. lips, Italis peccata nudi, miserere nobis, qui
Johannes Cicogna was born in what's now Belgium sometime around 1370. He eventually found his way to Italy, where he was one of several composers whose work led to that of Italian masters like Gabrielli and eventually Monteverdi. And Cicogna's setting of Glory to God in the Highest is part of this Blue Heron program of music for the season from 15th century France and Burgundy. And now the four singers you just heard are joined by six more for the final piece on the program, Antoine Brumel's Nato Canunt Omnia, which begins with the words, "The whole host sings piously to the newborn Lord," with words fitted syllable by syllable to melodious music. Blue Heron is in concert on WCRB.
Nato Canunt Omnia,
oh,
After the words Alleluia, Noel, Noel, Brunel's Nato Canut Omnia ends with, "In the darkness is arisen a light to pure hearts, merciful and compassionate and righteous is the Lord." And it brings this celebration of Christmas from 15th century France and Burgundy to a close at First Church in Cambridge. Blue Heron includes sopranos Jennifer Ash and Pamela Dalal, mezzo-soprano Daniela Tosic and countertenor Martin Neer, tenors Michael Barrett, Owen McIntosh, Jason McStutz, Stefan Reed, and Mark Sprinkle, baritone Sumner Thompson, bass baritone Paul Guthrie, and bass Cameron Beauchamp. Earlier in the program, you heard lute soloist Charles Weaver and playing the ancient violin-like rebec Laura Jeppesen. Scott Metcalf was the harp soloist, and he's also the music director of Blue Heron. All the members of Blue Heron are on stage for a standing ovation at First Church in Cambridge, forming a semicircle for this encore. Laudemus cum Armonia, written by a 14th century anonymous composer, brings together all of the performers of Blue Heron for an encore to end this concert of music for Christmas. And once again, as the audience stands to show their appreciation, music director Scott Metcalf and the entire ensemble take a final bow before exiting the stage at First Church in Cambridge. You can hear this concert again on demand when you visit our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where you'll also find our broadcast schedule for WCRB in concert, as well as a link to more information about Blue Heron. As the season continues, Blue Heron will be back at First Church in Cambridge in February with the next in a multi-year series of concerts of music by Johannes Ockeghem, who was one of the biggest influences on the composers you heard during this Christmas concert. Christmas in 15th century France and Burgundy is a program that, in various versions, Blue Heron returns to about every other year for the holiday season. And I asked Scott Metcalf what makes music from France and Burgundy distinctive compared to music from other parts of Europe at that time.
The French Burgundian style in the 15th century is really the mainstream core of European music because those French and Burgundian musicians, and they're all French, actually. Burgundy, they're just cousins. You know, it's the same place. It's the same. They overlap. They're all married to each other. These French and Flemish musicians are these northern-trained singers who all grew up in choir schools in the northern cathedrals. They're the people who are most in demand all over Europe as singers and as composers. So they're in the papal chapel, and they're in Italian courts, and they're in the south of France, and they're all over the place. And it's their style of composing and presumably singing, which everyone wants to emulate. So how would we tell the difference between this and English music, for example? English music in this period is, it's got a kind of sweetness that's caused by a saturation of major thirds, really, and triads, whereas the continental music a little bit more angular, a little bit more intellectual feeling. But these are gross generalizations. You know, you find these kind of stylistic traits on either side of the channel. In Italy is the big difference, and we have hardly any Italian polyphony from this period. The stuff that's being written by Italians is really not being written down so much as it's being improvised, and it's a sort of popular music. We don't have this kind of complicated Italian polyphony until the 16th century, when, you know, who comes along? Marenzio, and it's Villart, who's a Flemish musician who goes, he becomes the maestro di cappella at San Marco in Venice, and he is the absolute epitome of Venetian music. And then his successors are the Gabriellis and eventually Monteverdi.
That's Scott Metcalf, the music director of Blue Heron. And you can hear much more from this conversation on WCRB's podcast, The Answered Question. This broadcast of Blue Heron is produced by me, Brian McCreath, and our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. Our thanks to Blue Heron music director Scott Metcalf and general manager John Yannis for making this broadcast possible. I'm Brian McCreath. Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.